My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Stephanie Case is with me now, the Ultra Runner girl. So Stephanie recently won a race in Snowdonia in Wales. It was 100 kilometres long. Already most of you are thinking, oh my good God, how can somebody even think about embarking on something like that, let alone win it? Well, wait till you hear this. Stephanie did it while stopping mid-race several times to breastfeed her six-month-old baby. Stephanie, you're very, very welcome to the show. I mean, are you mad?
Thanks for having me on. I think there definitely needs to be a little bit of crazy in me to be able to do these races, like all other ultra runners would probably say.
So ultra running, nothing new to you, but tell me about the prospect of embarking on a 100-kilometer race, knowing that you've got to deal with the logistics of breastfeeding.
Sure. I've been ultra running for about 17 years now, but I've actually had a 3-year break from ultra running because of various attempts to get pregnant and miscarriages and IVF. So I was coming back into the sport after not just 9 months of pregnancy, but really a 3-year gap from a lot of pregnancy challenges. And I was going into the race knowing that I would have to keep not only myself alive and hydrated and fed, but another little one. So it definitely added another layer of a challenge to the event.
So when did you make the decision to enter the race? Because usually people, I guess, would enter these races several months in advance.
Yes. I actually was using it as a warm up to a race that I have in a couple of months in Colorado, the Hard Rock 100. And once I started getting back into running about 6 weeks after I gave birth to my daughter, I thought, heck, let's just sign up for a race to try to shake off the cobwebs and make sure that I still know what I'm doing. And 100K sounds like a long way, but it's shorter than the 100-mile race I need to do in July. So I thought it would be good to try to give it a shot.
And then how did you manage on the day around those logistics, say, for breastfeeding? And how accommodating or otherwise were organizers?
The organizers were absolutely fantastic. So the runners in the race were only able to receive aid at two checkpoints, at the 20-kilometer and the 80-kilometer checkpoints. But I asked for special permission to not receive aid, but to provide aid to my daughter at the 50-kilometer checkpoint. So I had three spots throughout the event where I could feed my daughter. And it's quite a remote area in parts, really tough to get to these checkpoints. So it was really helpful to have that flexibility from the race organizers.
And I mean, given the pregnancy journey you went on, as you say, IVF and miscarriages and everything else, mm-hmm. I mean, how much value do you now derive from running that you've got? Well, your daughter's not going to remember, I don't think, your race in Snowdonia, but you know what I mean? I'm sure you must have got some sort of boost every time you saw her at those three different checkpoints.
Absolutely. Running now as a mom has taken on a whole new meaning, because I think actually that while she might not remember it, it'll be in her DNA somewhere. You know, I'd like to be able to tell her about this experience later on, show her the photos that we shared this experience together, and be the role model for her when she grows up.
When is the 100 mile race on?
It is on July 11th, actually July 11th to the 13th, because it can take some people up to 48 hours to finish.
Oh, well, I really do think you're mad, but we wish you the absolute best of luck in it, Stephanie. How's training going? All right.
Thanks so much. Training is going okay. Do you know, as a mom, because there's so much more pressure on my time, I've become a lot more efficient with my training. And I think it's made me a stronger and a better runner in a lot of ways. And in that sense, I think it's really important for other new moms out there to know that they can keep setting big goals for themselves. And while they can decide what is big for them, it doesn't have to be 100K. It can be a 5K run around the block. But it's important to know that we can still aim for these big things.
Yeah. Well, listen, Stephanie, like I say, we wish you the absolute best of luck with it in July. Stephanie Case, the ultra runner girl. You'll find her on social media if that's what you look for.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.